Shalom, brethren. As you listen to the word of God, I will earnestly request some prayers from you, so that sound utterance may be given to me, that I may open up my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, that we can all be encouraged to know the calling and choosing to us done by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We were called for a purpose, and this great calling watches over us. We were not called to represent some fictitious beliefs or denominations. We are very positive that it is God and Him alone who did this wonderful job in our lives, my brothers. As recorded by Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians, on chapter 1, if we begin from verse 6, going down to verse 12, where Apostle Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bones and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, being confident of this very thing. We have to be sure of our calling. The prophet William Branham, in that message and writing on the wall, which was preached on 2nd September 1956, he said, did you know God put you here for some other purpose? Besides raising hogs to educate your children, God put you here to be sons and daughters of God. And if you fail to get that, you fail to receive the very purpose God put you on earth to be. Praise God. In the previous sermon, we ended up giving references to the calling of Abraham. And Hebrews 11 verse 8 plainly put it forth. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 16 reads, but now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Brethren, when we have proven to be a real child of God, a real friend of God, obedient, the way Abraham did, I can assure you, I can promise you, God is not ashamed to be called your God. He was called their God in the fiery furnace. By this, I mean Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He was the God of Daniel in the lion's den. Hallelujah. He was the God of Peter in prison. Yes. He was the God of David in the valley of Elah against that Philistine giant Goliath. He was the God of the Israelites at the Red Sea. He is your God even now in every situation that you can face in life. He was God of Elijah at Mount Carmel when he withstood those 400 prophets of Baal. What does this signify, brothers? Yes, Lord. What does this tell us? What does this show us? What does this prove to us? This all leads to the fact that one man in the hands of God is the majority. Praise God. My beloved brothers and sisters, I tell you, you can challenge the whole world if you are on the truth. We want to do justice to this sermon by going to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 3, where we can pick how Moses, that great prophet, was sent of God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 3, is this to say, praise God. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Praise God. Verse 10 says, come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Praise God. I am that spoke to Moses in the burning bush of fire. I am the God of Abraham, the bright and morning star. I am the rose of Sharon, from beginning whence I came. I am the whole creation, and Jesus is my name. Oh, who do you say I am? Whence do you say I came? Do you know the Father? Can you tell his name? In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am. And the Lord of Lords is he. I am was before old Abraham. Rejoice to see my day. When Jesus spoke these precious words, they stoned him right away. Why do you stone me? Jesus said in a holy sweet command. Because you say you are the great I am. I believe you just a man. Who do you say I am? And when do you say I came? Do you know the Father? Can you tell his name? In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am, the Lord of Lords is he. It was on the day of Pentecost, how the fire did fall. The Holy Ghost descended and filled them one and all. Then Peter told the multitude, repent of all your sins. About 3,000 souls were buried in Jesus' precious name. Or who do you say I am? And when do you say I again? Do you know the Father? And can you spell his name? In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of Lords is he. Hallelujah. When God called Moses, he equipped him. He assured him that he will be with him. He introduced himself as the God of his forefathers. And when God calls you, he has to make sure that you are convinced that it is no other than God himself who has spoken to you. When Moses got hold of the voice of God, when he got convinced, he went down back to Egypt to confront Pharaoh. Praise God. To confront Pharaoh, to tell him that the commission was given unto him. The same with you, my brother. When God commissions you to do something, you go with confidence because of the calling from above. In the sermon conferences, which was preached in June 1963, by the prophet messenger to the Laodicean church ages, he said, when God calls a man to do something, he just might as well come to it, or he will be miserable the rest of his days. Moses started out, he was called of God. He was ordained for a job. Yes, sir. And he went to execute it. And God ordained him to do it. He raised him up, born from his mother's womb, a proper child. And he raised him up for this purpose. No need trying to get out of it. You are going to do it anyhow. I know, my brothers, that God has called you in your respective countries to preach the gospel, to display Christianity, real Christianity. And when you have done that, you would have achieved a lot. And for you who are just church members, and you feel that this is something, there is something deeper in your heart, you will be a miserable wretch until you accept that Christ. You've seen the real genuine Holy Spirit working in people. You'll be miserable until it comes to you. It's God calling you. Give yourself up. Come out behind the bushes. Oh God. I hope he calls one here this morning. Oh, from all places around the world, calling the ministers to get on fire. The world is dying. The world is gone. The church is backslid. And God is calling some people
which is considering the bride. You constitute the bride church. We are called and chosen to do the job. May God bless you. Amen.